The world is filled with words. We listen to family and friends. We watch television or see videos. We receive numerous emails and text messages. How many emails and text messages do we delete or send to our junk file? How many words are spoken or written on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and various news media? People try to change and influence us with their words. Thousands make YouTube videos or post blogs. Every year around the world, more than 2 million books are published. We are inundated with words. The words we are open to hear and receive can change us. We become what we fill our minds with. Some words have the power to inspire, motivate, and ennoble us. They have a lasting value, such as the scriptures of various religions, classical texts, such as the plays of Shakespeare, or the Iliad and Odyssey of Homer. Perhaps we listen to the word of a pope, a president, a prophet, or a poet. Some words have the power to break us, cause suffering, and bring us into ruin. Perhaps we welcome uncritically the words of others. If we are careless here, the words of a dark spirit may enter in. Such words can deceive us, lead us into error, or encourage poor decisions. Christianity speaks about the Word of God made flesh in Jesus. We are encouraged to listen and hear His voice. The scriptural word can open us for the floodgates of wisdom. In today's Old Testament reading, God speaks through Moses. Whoever will not listen to my words, which the prophet speaks in my name, I myself will make him answer for it. In the responsorial psalm we hear, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. We do not want the prophet's words or the gospel words to wash over us as water poured on hard rock. Not all words have the power to bring good, but Jesus' words do. In today's gospel, Jesus comes into the synagogue and teaches. His words have power and authority. He casts out a demon from a man present in the synagogue. The people are amazed because Jesus not only teaches, but his words have power. The power to overcome the dark spirit in humanity and the power to heal what is broken in body, spirit, and emotion. People ask, what is this? A new teaching with authority. His words command even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. We find our nation divided. Sometimes we find it amazing that people easily believe what is false, what is considered a conspiracy theory. People become convinced and hold fast to words that misguide. Aware or not, they have allowed a dark spirit to grab hold of them. Their hearts are captured by a dark word that is contrary to the Word of God. Jesus challenges us today to hear God's Word, which has the power to overcome darkness and to heal. The Word may be spoken in humble and honest dialogue with others, or it may be spoken to us in the Scriptures, through the Church, and through the honesty of family and friends. That word may bubble up from the depths of our hearts, from our conscience, from our psyche, and from the dreams that lead us to wholeness. These words are often spoken to us in symbolic language and point us in a direction that guides us into truth. Jesus, God's living word, speaks to us, "Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart." Christ teaches us his word with kindness and humility. We are familiar with Jesus' parable about the sower who sowed seed in his field. Some seeds fell on poor soil and did not bear fruit. Other seed fell on good soil and produced an abundance of good. The ones who did not bear fruit are those who hear the word, but worldly anxieties, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things choke the word so that it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Notice that we must first hear the word, whether from Scripture or from somewhere else, and then accept it before it can bear fruit. When we allow ourselves to hear the word of God and accept it, we are gradually transformed into a living word, manifesting the love and truth of Jesus. As followers of Christ, we have the responsibility not only of listening to Christ's words, spoken through the Scriptures, the Church, and in our hearts, we have the responsibility of accepting those words. The words of Jesus are not merely words, but they are words of power. They are words that can heal and cast out darkness. We hear again the refrain from the responsorial psalm, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts."